Shanti. Welcome everyone to our series, both here in person and on YouTube. Welcome to our dear brother Surya Bhai. The great honor of being on stage with Surya Bhai. Surya Bhai, it's been a long time yogi since
64.
Thank you, Bhaiji. 64. So you know what that means, 1964? He was in knowledge when Brahma Baba was still in the local body. He's one of those yogis. And so we look forward to this lovely interview and chit-chat with Surya Bhai. The first thing, the topic today is to subtly, divinely harmonize our sanskaras, because that's a series, Surya Bhai. And just one little thing, and that is that sister reminded me prior to the program, the name is Surya Bhai for double Videshis. It's Suraj Bhai for Madhava Nivasis. And I seem to recall there was a Yogi Raj name that was there as well. And so whilst you're doing your thing about divinely harmonizing the sanskar, if you want to just have a word about this name, and Baba mentioned names in this morning's Murli, and how Baba gave. Acha. So slowly.
Translators ready? Check which language is not done? Russian. Check karo, Russia ki.
Acha.
Okay.
We can continue?
Okay, continue.
We continue. Anyways, so, to Surya Bhai.
Om Shanti. Enjoying Yansarar? Cool mind, cool air, cool body, cool sanskaras. Very important factor concerned to this topic. If I want to harmonize sanskaraj with others, then it is easy. But if I think others must harmonize with me, then it becomes difficult. First thing. I share one of my experience of 69. Didi Manmohani asked me to go in the kitchen to serve there. I did not know cooking, just to help mothers. I said yes. Some Madhuvan Nivasis created fear in my mind that there is one sister, old sister, senior sister. She gets very angry always. Anger has become her nature, not peace. Anger is the nature of that soul. So it will become very difficult to you say no. But I said no, I will never say no. I said yes. And I decided in my mind that I will not have any debate with that sister. I will say always yes in front of her. I will have respectful feeling in my mind for her. And what did I found? She became very loving to me. Only I think within 1 month, she became very loving to me, and problem finished. So this was wonderful experience. Second thing, in 1971, Baba gave one Avyakt Murli on one topic only, and that is easing going nature. Easiness, lightness. And I liked that topic very much. And Baba gave us 5 thoughts. If you are easy, your sanskaras will also become easy. If you are soft, sanskaras are soft. If you are easy, your problems will also become easy. A great subject to churn on. If you are easy, your disease will also become easy. Means will go easily. If you are easy, your yoga will become easy. If you are easy, your relationships will become easy and sweet. It appealed my heart. Everything came in this one quality, one virtue. So I did work on easy nature. And then on the basis of Baba's knowledge of drama, specifically, knowledge of drama, helped me a lot to make myself easy. So first thought came up in my mind, I must never think other must do what I want, but I must do what they want. Just simply in a group, in a big family, in kitchen, we are not many, maybe 5 persons working there at that time in kitchen. So one point was saying always yes. It gave many things in my life, many things in my life, yes. So I experienced, now I can say I experienced Baba's blessing. Many times I had stomach pain because of hard water here in Mount Abu. No medicine in our yagya, no treatment, no doctor, no therapist. So because of water, always pain. And if there is any service, and I was asked to do that, I said yes. And that service became medicine for my stomach pain. At least 100 experiences. Always. Yes. So as soon as I said yes, I realized Baba also said me, yes, I'm with you. And gave me medicine. One experience, you may laugh on that experience. It may be 1969 or 70. I had fever. In day, because working in kitchen and heat there, so fever finished. At night, every night, again fever came. No medicine, nothing was, no money, no doctor. So I was working in day in kitchen, and at night I was enjoying my fever. After 7 days, Baba sent one message. Santri Dadi was here. Some of you would have heard about her. Dada Vishva Kishore Baba's relative, I think, brother's son, his wife. She was also in medium of a Vyat Bab Dada, Gulyar Dadi and Santri Dadi. She been in Madhuban, so she was a trans messenger. One day she was sitting in Baba's room, all of a sudden went into trance. I was there in front of Baba. And Baba gave me drashti and told to Dadi Santri, child has fever, so you manage to give him for 7 days halwa, you know halwa, made with pure ghee. And I was given pure ghee halwa, and halwa became medicine of fever, got well. Sweet bhog of Baba. You know, at Bhog Day, we always offer halwa, sweet. So this was Baba's blessing, Baba's help to me. Because if we have bad sanskaras, if we are always in class, you know, nothing is left behind in our life. No happiness, no yoga, no peace, no love, no respect. So, bad and worst thing for a person, one who is involved in mutual class. And main thing, reason of this class is ego. So, because I was very keen about one thing, and that was self-respect, swaman. And then later on, Baba mentioned in Murli, those who practice swaman, self-respect, they become free from abhiman, ego. They become egoless. So it helped me a lot. And second version was, those who are in swaman, self-respect, they receive easily the respect from the world. So then everything finished, became normal. So we have to avoid mutual class. We have to bring down our ego, subtle I, and then it will become easy to harmonize sanskaras. Okay, brother?
Haji.
Okay. You also say Haji? Very good. Haji is also a mantra of life.
My Haji is a little bit easier than yours was in those days. Actually, I recall being in the kitchen when there was maybe 5 or 6 of you in the kitchen, Atam Prakash, Sarajbhai, Damboli Daddy sitting in the corner on her little stool, and I can visualize and remember you in those big pots.
Yes.
And telling us about your yoga charts and how wonderful you maintain those yoga charts. And I was always amazed that how can this be done. And so is it true that somehow you won a yogi contest in Madhuban?
Yes, actually I can say with great proud, Baba's kitchen made me successful, easy yogi. I can also use one word at that time, approximately around, almost, constant yogi. So it was kitchen. As soon as I was asked by Didi Manmohini, would you go in kitchen? She was also feeling little hesitation to ask me, would you serve in kitchen? But my nature was, yes, Haji. So immediately I got blessing from Baba of becoming good yogi. And for 1 year, I can say only 8 months, from April 69, in April I went into kitchen, And April to December, I worked hard with my own self, writing hourly chart of yoga. Many hours of solitude. 5 times sitting in Baba's room. 5 times reading little Murali, 5 in 5 minutes. And introversion. Most of the time silence. So it helped me in writing chart and aim. I share 2 good thoughts to you. They will become very useful to everyone. I was very good in my Laukik study. So I had godly gift of a beautiful intellect with me. And I came in kitchen. And in the yag there was not any other service like giving gyan to others or giving course or so many things, giving lecture, giving class. So I was thinking how to use my power of intellect this way. In kitchen there was not use of that intellect. So 2 thoughts came up in my mind. They became blessing for me. One was, one who is intelligent must learn how to silence the mind. If a wise person is unable to silence the mind, he is not wise. Second thing, if a person is very intelligent, he or she must learn the art how to concentrate intellect constantly on Baba. Stable mind. So these 2 thoughts came up in my mind in 69. And I used these 2 techniques and protected myself from all kind of waste. Only Baba's service and yoga, nothing else. It helped me a lot.
Wonderful. So Bhaiji, on that same theme of the kitchen, one of the things that I think souls find amazing about Madhuban is that we receive 3 meals a day, beautiful meals every day, plus chai and 4 o'clock something. It's just an amazing thing, the high food and how it's done. And you being in charge of the kitchens for the campuses, I'm just wondering how you manage from 2,000 to 20,000 with so many Mandabandhavasis helping and all the sevadaris. How do you maintain all that harmony and make it happen and yet remain stress-free?
Very good question. It's true that I am stress-free completely with the feeling as if I am doing nothing. And it's true. I am doing nothing. I give example of Shanti one only. Because when I entered in Pandav Bhavan kitchen, I was normally alone. Then one brother became my friend. He entered in kitchen. We both were friends. We both were doing our work together with full harmony. Not that I will do this, I will not do this, nothing. Our own work. And at the same time, as I mentioned, my yoga was very good. And one day, this is also a very good experience and Baba's second blessing to me. It was the day of 18 January and program was only Madhuban Nivasis were here. Baba will give only drashti to everyone. After giving little Murali, beautiful song were being played. One by one we are going to Baba. Baba was giving powerful drashti. There was deep silence. But when my number came there, I was in front of Baba. So Manohar Dadi was sitting there to coordinate everything. So she spoke all of a sudden in deep silence, Baba, yogi has come to take drashti. And Baba gave drashti and gave me another thing, became blessing, vardhan. Baba will say yogi to you if you make others yogi too. And it was God's blessing. So then first man who was my good friend working in kitchen, I work hard with him to make his chart of yoga 8 hours every day. And in 15 days he did. So first success, then second success, third success, then Baba was giving chances. In reply of your answer, Shantivan started, I think, in 1996, and in first groups, 10,000, 12,000 brothers and sisters were coming. Arrangement was not so nice, not full, everything was just incomplete. So we had taken Gyan Sarovar's team to Shantivan, because they were expert in everything. All Gyan Sarovar Nivasi who are working in kitchen now in all departments, they remained 3 years in Pandabhavan to learn everything. Dadi had given me this opportunity, this chance that you select 100 brothers specifically, some for kitchen, some for other departments. So I was teaching them how to do good yoga, how to practice good swaman, how to remain very careful about our purity, about our drashti, how to practice spiritual intoxication, how to dedicate ourselves, fully ourselves for Baba's service. You have not to say no anytime. You have to satisfy everyone who comes here. You know, journey food in India, some people take 4 days in train, 3 days in train, 2 days in train. So you have to satisfy everyone. Never say no to anyone. They learned. This was a good thing for me. It was Baba's help. I was just instrument to teach them. But they were learning. It was a good thing. And many of them became expert in everything. Then, it was my nature, if a person is capable, qualified, I have to give responsibility to them and have trust in them that they will do everything nicely, perfectly, and get detached for some time. Then, after 2 years, Shantivan ready, I had to go there, big programs. So I was half time in Gyan Sarovar, half time in Shantivan. So I taught everything of 10,000, 12,000 to all departments. How to make tea, how much, how many times, what to do in between 1 and 3 o'clock in the day, because lunch. Suppose we have prepared lunch for 10,000 and 11,000 came all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. It is India, no one will inform. They will come and will bring their plate, food. So we decided not to feel it a problem, it will happen there. Many people were going from Shantivan, Pandavan to, from this Gyan Sarovar and Pandavan to Shantivan. They will take lunch, they will take dinner, they will take journey food. Their train is 12 o'clock at night, so they will need journey food from Shantivan. So we made a program. Just two brothers must stay back to do everything. And made such preparation that they can cook 2000 food, dal, rice, vegetable, within just 15 to 20 minutes. Wow. Such preparation before. So those two brothers were free from other works. Night after dinner, means after 9 o'clock, 8:30, and 1 o'clock, 1:30 in day. So everything started to go smoothly. And I, just as I mentioned, I had just full faith in them. And I told them, if problems are there, don't come to me. You must know how to solve the problem. Why do you run to me? You are also intelligent. They are highly qualified in our kitchen. Mm-hmm. Many are engineers, many are graduates, postgraduates, even advocates are there, doctors are there. So I just convinced them, don't run to me. You are intelligent. Now you have learned everything. You are not the creator of the problems. You are one who has to solve all problems of everyone. So, you know, their swaman awakened. They decided, they made their mind, they can do everything. So a beautiful team, ready. I worked with them for 10 years. Taught them everything, I was with them. Looking after everything, if something is wrong, mistake, how to correct, how to improve everything, and then they made me free. So I am the in charge for namesake only, brother, now. They are doing everything by their own. My duty is, if there is any problem, financial problem of, from any department of Shantivan here, I have to involve in that. Otherwise, I am free. So I can go outside for conducting yoga bhakti in conferences, in many programs. So this way, Baba's blessing, many of them are good yogis. Normally, no mutual class. Normally, I can say 95% free from such bad sanskaras. And if there is something, then we convince them. So, this is how Baba is doing his job. And beautiful team. And I would share one another beautiful experience, because I am also in a spark here.
Mm.
So many researches were being done. I was just, you can say, guide for those researches. And main subject with us was power of mind.
Mm.
And you know, in entire world, what people has mentioned about the power of mind, about power of subconscious mind, Baba has spoken higher than those things, more subtle than those things. And I picked up those all points from Baba's Avyakt Murali. So we used all those points in enhancing mind's powers. So I used that power in kitchen in Shantivan.
Nice.
How? Just. Suppose 10,000 brothers and sisters were there.
Hmm.
Lunch was being made. It took 2 hours. At that time we did not have modern technology. Now we have beautiful technology there. 2 hours. Then 1,200 came. 2 hours. 15,000 came, 2 hours.
Mm.
20,000 came, 2 hours.
Mm.
And one group was 28,000, 2 hours.
Mm.
So I had learned from Baba's Murali's, this power of thought. If all are good, vibrations of happiness and enjoyment are there in work, at workplace.
Mm.
If no waste thoughts are there, all are doing their work only, and invoked Baba, so same thing, big thing are done in the same time. This was experiment also and experience also. So it was a beautiful experience and one small thing. When there was a group of 28,000 and it finished, I asked Brother in Shantivan that now you can take turn by turn, 2-3 days, holy days, go to Shantivan, Mount Abu, Pandavavan, just walk, visit here and there, be free. They said, no, why? We are fresh, no tiredness. This was another beautiful experience. No tiredness, fresh. So Baba's help and help of our own good, great practices. They keep us fresh, free from tiredness and free from problems. And this is wonderful experience in such a big program, big kitchen, so much food, so many chapatis, 1 lakh chapati every day. Nothing waste. Nothing waste. So it is Baba's grace, grace of God, people say in bhakti. But we say Baba's kitchen. I used to say there is one department. On this department, there is the name of Bholanath. Bholanath's Bhandara. Bhojan, Brahma. Brahma's Bhojan, Brahma Bhojan. So both helped us and they are helping us.
So, brother, a wonderful experience. Now, for those of you that are in cooking and that you know what it's like to cook for a family, never mind for the extended family, never mind for 1,000 and 10,000 and so on, and who knows what the number will be in the next season. You gave us some really nice things, and one of the things that you are not proud but happy about is that you follow Baba's wish of creating more yogis, starting with 1 and 2 and 10 and hundreds and thousands. And so we have hundreds of yogis here and online. And is it possible to do something to help them and give them a few tips? And before we go there, I just want to make sure everybody is feeling good, we're all awake, and we're all fine. We're going to get our brother's help and a couple of tips on how to make yoga very practical, Bhaiji. Simple, practical, especially for the ones that find it hard to go to Paramdham and to bring Baba and to have that experience. Simple solution for yoga, Bhaiji.
His questions are very good, actually. I appreciate you, brother. How long in Gyan?
45 years.
45 years yogi he is also. See his face? Innocent face like Baba. One boy in Double Foreigners, he was my friend. His name Baba has given Manmoji. Whimsical. Means always doing anything. And my friend, working in kitchen with me, he used to laugh at me always. Your face is baby face. I did not understand why he says me baby face. Your face is also baby face. Those who are innocent, those who don't have ego, free from the feeling of I-ness, face reflects pure vibrations, good vibrations. So about yoga, what I say you, I will say based on my experience of this life, I was very keen in writing yoga chart. In beginning years, 69, 70, 71, up to 80, I was continually writing yoga chart, hourly yoga chart. And aim was to just increase it day by day, keeping aim in my mind. Aim is important, that today I will do my yoga so many hours. And full dedication to that aim, to that target. This was one thing. I wrote different kinds of chart in my life because I realized that one chart, one type of chart makes us bored after some time, boring feeling. We don't enjoy the same thing forever. So we need to bring a change into the thoughts of the chart, points of the chart. In beginning, when Baba was here, we used to write 20 points chart. Then Baba became aware, I reduced it. I was doing then personally 10 points chart, then 5 points chart. Because in 20 points chart there was a point, did you waste the time? And every day I had to write yes. So I thought, what is the use of writing this? Leave it. Some good points. Did you speak something wrong to someone through your mouth? Yes. So I left it. So then beautiful thing in the answer of this question, the best method of becoming karma yogi, which I adopted, I made a list of my whole types of work I do whole day. And those days I made that list in 35 points. Subtle work. Small work. And I give an example, suppose I have to do toothbrush. It will take 1-2 minutes. So I will do this practice while brushing. I have to drink water many times. I will do this practice at that time. I will drink 2 times tea. It takes time, 5, 7, 8, 10 minutes. I will do this practice while drinking tea. At that time we used to drink milk too. Now, not now so much. During drinking milk, I will do this practice. I was in kitchen. I used to make 3 times tea. So, morning time tea, 4 o'clock tea. I will do this practice. Then, breakfast tea, I will do this practice. Evening tea, I will do this practice. I used to make toli also. Making toli, I will do this practice. Cooking food, dinner, this practice, lunch, this practice, eating food, this practice. So like this, 35 points. You can note down your different types of work in 16 numbers or 12 numbers. Some work for self. Bathing, eating, drinking. So make a program that during this work I will do this practice. Those who know Hindi, I have given these such programs on YouTube for Karma Yoga. Topic is Karma Yoga. Main topic is Gehri Baate. And you can find 28 classes. Each class is 22 minutes because they were on TV. So one topic is Karma Yoga. 3 classes on Karma Yoga. 3-4 classes on purity. 3 classes on Amrit Vela. 4-5 classes on self-respect. Powerful yoga. Like this. Different topics. So you can do like this, that during drinking water, I will remember 3 times, I am an angel of purity. That's it. When you eat the food, 2 times, 3 times, I will invoke Bap Dada and will surrender my food, this Brahma Bhojan, back to him. First, please, you accept it. It's for you. Then, while eating, I will do this practice. Sometime I am soul sitting here, eating this food. Sometime Baba's vibrations are coming to the food for 10 seconds, then I will eat like this. When you bathe, shower at the time, Baba had given one thought. It was very good. I am a goddess of purity. Soul is the goddess of purity, and this body is my temple. I am cleaning my temple. Traffic control time, please. Powerful yoga. So this way, you can do such practice. I have incarnated in this body. I am sitting here. In other words, Baba, Almighty, is over my head as the canopy of protection. In other words, Gyan Surya Sivaba is in front of me. In some work, you can invoke Baba and make him your friend and keep talking to him, you are my good God friend, be with me. This way you can choose at least 15 to 16 practices of yoga. Sometime I am just an angel, sometime I am with Baba, sometime Baba's rays are coming on me. Sometimes some thoughts of self-respect, I am a great soul, I am Master Almighty, I am the best over, I am the victorious jewel, I am the angel of purity, like this. At least 5 thoughts every day of self-respect. So they will keep you energetic, free from waste, and important thing, will protect you from the dirty vibrations of this dirty world. Because the year 2025, I had mentioned in the beginning, this is the year of spirituality. Now I can add one another words. This is the year of great transformation in the world. I will not say destruction, big transformation through earthquakes and through many things that said you might have heard about the big fire in America, Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, big, great damage. President has mentioned one thing, this is like a war for America. We can imagine how big this is. So, we have to prepare ourselves. Specifically, everyone has to become Master Almighty, fearless, and accept everything, whatever is going to happen on the earth. Important thing, acceptance. And keep one thought, whatever is happening, it has to happen. Nothing new. This is the time of a big transformation. All souls will go back to home now. This is the time to settle karmic account. Nothing is happening to one without karmic account. So this way, we can face this coming time. And we will have to become so powerful that we can give our vibrations to the entire world. This will become the need of the time. This is now even to need of the hours. Just as I can share one thing to you, fire there in America. Uncontrolled fire, big damage. We all collectively must do one practice. I am Master Almighty and the Master of Nature. Two thought. Master Almighty, Master of the Nature. And give vibrations at that place. Easy method. Feel, I am in the sky up above there, angel. I am an angel, I am there. And from me, vibrations of might are going down. And keep a thought in your mind, because I am the master of nature, of fire. Be silent now. Air is also becoming wind. It is also causing big problem there now. Oh wind, oh fire, become silent. You both are my good friend. Become the friend of everyone. Help people. Don't burn them. Help people. So this way our vibrations and our thoughts for the nature will help to extinguish this fire. This is our method to give sakas in such cases.
Wonderful, brother. I'm glad you finished off with that, because that whole thing about destruction and fires and bombs is a little bit scary and a little bit heavy, and sometimes we BKs tend to put too much focus, and that scares a lot of souls in the world, this kind of thought.
Yeah, this is scaring, but we can imagine what is happening there to those people.
Yes.
Those who lost their big houses, bungalows, their entire thing, their money, all thing, and they are seeing, oh, here was a beautiful palace and there is nothing now. See the mental effect on them. People have to deal with such bad thing, mental effect. Sure. So we have to give vibrations to them.
Yeah, and Baba's been telling us to be, are you not hearing the cries of the souls in the world?
Yeah.
Bhaiji, a couple of questions, and because time is moving on, drama is moving quickly, you know? And two thoughts for you, and you can decide how to approach them. One of them is for, we have some first-time BKs here, so they're meeting Baba for the first time. So today is very close to January 18th. So, you know, what you could suggest for them to have a good experience. And then on the other side is for the old BKs, like myself and so many others in the room, that may not have that zeal and enthusiasm as much as they should, if there is a particular thing that you want to, how to address that as well. Thanks, Bhaiji.
Simple answer. I give answer in one minute, because I have this good habit, people ask many questions. Even in public programs, we give free hand to them, give a mic, you can ask. I'm remembering one event. One day, here were 500 advocates, and 20 judges and magistrates. And there was a program of question answer. I was alone. And advocates were questioning fastly. So I decided to answer in half of minute. So it was very good and enjoying program. So for 18 January. Everyone must know that day of 18 January is the day when God from soul world, from subtle world, is ready to give many things down on the earth to his children. So prepare yourself for this. He gives vardan. Blessing is not appropriate word for the boons. He will give boons to everyone. So, keep silence at that day. Do very good yoga from the morning. As soon as you open your eyes, have one good feeling that his Gyan Surya and his rays are coming down on the world. On the world, entire world, under his rays of powerful vibrations on me too. So just look there, powerful vibrations are coming down. Today, for that day. Today is the best day for my life. I'm the most fortunate person. I'm meeting to my Supreme Father. He's my good friend. He's coming down and feel that Shiv Baba came down, became canopy of protection over my head for some time. 1 minute. Next minute, invoke Bab Dada. Bab Dada came down in front of me, giving me drashti, put his hand on head on my hand of blessing on my head. Enjoy that for some time. Do this many times. Till evening, till night, silence, and keep a thought in your mind. I have to enjoy a 10th January. I have to bring a wonderful transformation in my life. And for the transformation, I use just one line. One line. Bring a change into your thought and your life will change. Change is not a big thing. Change in thoughts will change your world. Change in thoughts will change your sanskaras, will change your behavior, will change your environments. So may that day be powerful, full of blessings for everyone. For zeal and enthusiasm, new programs made by self are important. Those who don't change their practices, they get bored, no experience. So zeal, enthusiasm, down. Question is right. Many those who have become old, same thing, same murli. No interest in murli. I know everything, why to go in murli class? People think like this. But for myself, if I speak clearly, I enjoy murli class time very much in my life. And reason is, what Baba is speaking in murli, we have to experience everything at the same time. If he is saying, oh children, you are so loving to me, I have come down after 5,000 years, I have brought the gift of heaven for you. Feel that Baba is giving gift of heaven, gift, heaven is on his hand and he is giving to me, it's for you. Enjoy such things, make vision at that time. If he is saying you had been in soul world, go there. If he is saying, be intoxicated, God is sitting in front of you. Feel immediately, Baba is in front of me. Sometimes feel that energy is coming down from me, on me, from Baba. So new program, new practice, new target will keep this enthusiasm and zeal maintained forever.
Wonderful. I think that we will have to leave it here. Surya Bhai, big hand for our dear brother Surya Bhai. And just a technical announcement, we're meeting this afternoon, this evening, with Sudesh Didi. And just a reminder, we're in the physical world, even though we're very angelic, to bring our contributions with us this evening. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Powerful yoga for that fire. Give order. Oh fire, I'm your master. Be silent. Give vibrations.
Drive.